Okay, so we are starting with the Mishnah on Nunal Amud Beis. We'll do the Mishnah, a little bit of Gemara, and then we'll dive into some of the issues that come up with Tosas and Tosas Yishanim. I think this is a really cool sigya. I got very into it. I plan on doing this for one of my Kol Elyon Chaburas after Pesach. We'll do some of the sigya this week, and then we'll do the rest of it the week after. I think there's a separate, right. We'll try to do as many of these marmokamos as we can tonight, which is a lot. And then we'll see, because there's a whole another side of the story for next week. Right, this week was all the peroches stuff, and then next week I want to do the avoda on the peroches, which I feel like we got to know the peroches, we know the avoda that's done to the peroches, but okay, good. So does anyone read the? It's a short chunk of Gemara, which is really relevant to us tonight. It's just the first. It's the Mishnah on the first five lines of the Gemara. You know what, maybe I'll read the Gemara, and then you guys read the Tosi Shana Tosos. This is Nun Aleph Amud Beis. Right. Last thing we had in the Gemara was the wrapping up the discussion of the Par Kohen Gadol and after Rachmana, right, Hashem giving away the money of the Kohen Gadol to the Kohen, and a whole discussion of that. So now the Mishnah picks up, right? So the Mishnah, or the Mishnah leave off again. Right. So the Mishnah, that was the first Mishnah of the Parak. The Mishnah left off with the Kohen Gadol taking up the coals in his right hand, right, and the Ketores in his left hand. Right, which was counterintuitive, right? The Ketores should be in the right hand, but the Ketores is light and the whole coals are heavy, so he flips it. And now, where does he go? Right, so the Mishnah tells us what happens. So, Haimahalech Behechal Ad She Magia Labein Shtei Parochos Hamavdilos Bein HaKodesh Ubein Kodesh HaKadashim Ubeinehen Am. Right, so he would walk in the Heichal until he gets to the two curtains, which are dividing between the Heichal and the Kodesh HaKadashim. And there is a space of one amma between the two curtains. So,
sounds very claustrophobic, basically. Sounds like a very claustrophobic situation. Between two curtains.
Actually, the mark
is between two curtains. You're holding.
Yeah.
Dangerous objects here.
It's
I think in the Tosefta they talk about that he had to make sure he would push the curtain out of his way to make sure it wouldn't catch fire. Because he's holding extraordinarily flaming hot coals.
Especially dramatic, you'll hear.
As long as you need to push.
Yeah, so the one curtain will go like that, and the other curtain will go like that. Right, so he's gonna walk in, go around.
Oh, that's how it goes?
Yep. And that's how it goes.
Wait, there's no door.
I guess an omnibus.
No door, right? Yeah, this is one amma between the two curtains.
Okay,
yeah. I'm just gonna quickly see if there's a marker next door, because we really will need one.
I guess he wasn't super broad then.
What'd you say?
I guess the Kohen Gadol wasn't super broad.
Yeah, I
mean, people were smart. It's true. Yeah, so I should have the clear model up, because we're going to refer to this a few times.
No, that's good.
Beautiful. All right, Kodesh.
Beautiful.
Next piece of Gemara is going to talk about how exactly he walks in over here. But let's just assume that for now. Okay, so he walks in. Then Rabbi Yossi says, Lo hayasham ela parochas achas bilvat. Right, so Rabbi Yossi says there were not two parochos, there was only one curtain. And how does he know that? Shneamar, Vivdila haparochas lachem bin hakodesh bin kodesh hakodeshim. The curtain shall separate for you between the holy and the holy of holies. Okay, so we have Chavetz Chaim and Rabbi Yossi Tanakama, whether there was one curtain or only two. yet another case, I remember, like, the first, when I was first learning Mishnah, I was with my dad, and I don't remember what we were doing. Maybe it was Sukkah. Something had to do with the Beis HaMikdash came up, and I was asking, like, if we just had security cameras in the Beis HaMikdash, like, that could have just solved so many things. Like, was there word curtain or two? Machlokas Tanaim? Okay, so we'll talk about it. So says the Gemara, right? Shapir kamen lehu Rabbi Yossi l'Rabbanan, right? Taka, it's a good point. The Pasuk does say you have one curtain separating between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So how do the Rabbanan know that there are two curtains? Rabbanan Amri Lach, Hani Mili b'Mishkan, right? When you're dealing with the Mishkan, you have one curtain. Aval b'Mikdash Sheni, when they're in the second base of Mikdash, Kevan delo Havai Amatraxin, they did not have the Amatraxin. Move Mikdash Rishon Hu Dehavi, right? In the Mikdash Rishon, they had the Amatraxin. V'estapkaluhu l'rabanan v'kdushase iklefnim iklechutz v'avod shtei perochas. They weren't sure if this Amatraxin should be considered having the Kedusha of the Kodesh HaKadoshim or having the Kedusha of the Kodesh, so they made two curtains. Okay, that's all the Gemara we need to see from our Sigi for tonight. So what is the Amatraxin?
Tosos.
First Rashi, to see what the Amatraxin is. So this is some engineering knowledge we need, right? So in Shlomo HaMelech's Beis HaMikdash, so the divider between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim was not a curtain, right? It was primarily a wall. And that wall was called the Amatraxin. Amma, because it was one Amma thick, and Traxin, so there's a machlokas whether Amatraxin, I think both views are quoted here. Traxin could have the Greek words for open, inside and outside, right? So it could be Zama of the inside outside. In other words, it was right dividing between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Or it could also, I think they propose that Trak in Greek means closed. So it could be the thing which is Traxin, which closes off. Which closes off Sinai. Right? In other words, it walls off the Luchos. So Shlomo HaMelech had a wall serving as the Parochas called the Amatraxin, and it was one Amma thick. So why didn't they do that in the second base of Mikdash? The answer is the first base of Mikdash was not as big a structure as the second base of Mikdash. The second base of Mikdash is taller. And if you are going to have the same dimensions, right, which the dimensions are, I think we did this last time, right? Okay, yeah, that's right. Thank you. The dimensions are 20 and 40, right? You get 20 for the Kodesh HaKadoshim and 40 for the Kodesh, right? So if you're going to have the same length and width, so the wall has the Amatraxin has to be of that same thickness, has to be an Amma thick. But once the ceiling goes from being, you know, let's say, I think 30 amos high was the first base of Mikdash, to being either 40 or 100 amos high, depending on your girsa of the second base of Mikdash, it's not going to work, right? You're not going to be able to have, if you want to have the wall be higher, and you want the wall to remain stable, then the wall is also going to have to be thicker, right? So they were not able to use wall in the second base of Mikdash, so instead they're going to use... they're going to use curtains. Okay, but the problem is, right, the Gemara is telling us that they, once they're using curtains, so they're not sure whether the curtain should be in the Kodesh HaKadoshim or it should be in the Kodesh, right? So once we're going from having an Amma thick wall to having a single curtain, so just to keep things like simple for now, right, in the original Beis HaMikdash, right, we had wall, right? So should the curtain go over here, or does the curtain go over there? Right? Well, that's a good question.
Is it according to who?
What?
Is it according to...
This is what this is the Bavli's concern. This is why when the Gemara said, Istap galuhu l'rabanan b'ktushase ikilafnim ikilachatz. The Rabbanan were not sure whether the Kedusha of the Parochas should be the inside, right? Kodesh HaKadoshim, or should be outside, right? So the solution is we're going to have two separate curtains, right? You look at Rashi, and then you get more of an explanation that you have You have 20 amos and 40 amos, so there has to be an ama in there somewhere of amatraxim, right? So they weren't sure if it was 19 plus 1, right? And the Kodesh, the amatraxim was part of the Kodesh HaKadashim, or was it 39 plus 1, right? And the amatraxim was part of the Kodesh. Okay, right, so we'll cover our bases, and we will have two different parochas. Okay, so that's
there's no how, you know, that would be like 30 and 40, like complete, and then just one in the middle that's like ambiguous. It's funny how they do, like, oh, it needs to be part of one or the other.
Right, like once either 40 or 20 is lavdafka, then why can't 60 be lavdafka,
exactly.
You're saying? Yeah, apparently that's off the table.
Would there be any reason for students in the middle, like 39 and a half, 19 and a half?
I guess in theory, I mean, the Gemara had said the Rabbanan weren't sure if its Kedusha was lefnim or kolchas, but I was wondering the same thing, like, in theory, I guess it could have been.
If it's in both, then it's still on the question of Kedusha.
Right. So, and that's going to get to, like, one of the major questions, probably, like, the major question I'm asking this whole sugya, which is, what import would it have for our perspective of the Baruchas if it has both, right? Yeah, okay. The Gemara assumes that it's either 20 or 40. Okay. So, the question is, so we understand what the... Basically, what the suffix was that generated having two curtains. Betosis Yishanim asked a basic question. Are you getting a chance to see Tosh Hashem's question?
Which one?
Betosis Yishanim was Misafgale. And the question was Yim Tomar.
It
start, yeah, the Vim Tomar Bishlama. It's like halfway through the Tosi Yishanim. And Yozo had his first run line. In the computer, I'm not sure.
I don't know which one I have. I don't have the Bosnian.
Bishlama Letzad Pnim.
What was the.
Vim Tomar Bishlama Letzad Pnim.
Oh, yeah, well.
Have a weird
room. Oh, here it is. No, that's not a... What the heck?
You just break out the byline?
Maybe. Yeah.
But what's the Dover Masal again?
Misafkale Kiddushas. It's a long one. Misafkale Kiddushas. Yibolachas. Lekachas. Yeah.
Okay.
In the new Gemaras, they like fixed Tosi Yishanim. It used to be that it was like three dapim off, and now it's better.
Okay.
You got it. In Tomar?
Oh, Vim Tomar. Okay.
Bishlama.
Sure. Okay. Vim Tomar
Bishlama
Letzad Panim Asur La Asur Parocha. You can't do it within your side. The Dilma Nechasin Sham Letzor Chavodah Techa. Right? Because like going into there is like you are there for the Vodah the Techa. It has the kedusha of like the inner part.
Right. So let me make one more model. So here's a Beis HaMikdash. Right, and black dots are the Heichal area, and the red dots are the Kodesh HaKadashim area. Right. So we're putting in two curves. Right. So what's the first point? Im Tomar, right?
You can't do it on the inside.
Right. No, you can't error. You can't error on the side of inside. Right. We can't have our single curtain too far inside the structure. Why? What's going
to
happen?
Because that's Kadosh Kadoshim. So the only reason you even have to go in there in the first place would be to do the avoda.
So if the curtain was too far inside, then what risk do we run? Right, the Kohen will innocently walk in, right, and he's just doing his regular Ketores and Menorah work, and then
whoops, right? He walks into the Kodesh HaKadoshim because the parochet, right, set up its barrier too far inside, right? You know, if Donald Trump would build his wall, it'd be like if he built his wall, you know, in the middle of Texas. It's just not gonna help his plan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fine. But
Ella the Tsab Hoots, Bamalo Yosua, Mali Mayish the Hush, right?
Yeah.
But if you're making the outside, like, well, why not? So why not make it on the outside? There's nothing to really worry about to make it on the outside.
Right. So do I need two curtains? In the question?
Well,
yeah. Just have one curtain.
That's like at the right place.
And we'll be safe, right? We'll err on the side of Kodesh. Don't give me this red curtain, just give me the black curtain. And worst comes to worst, it's not where it's supposed to be, but that's okay, because why does it matter if it's where it's supposed to be?
It wouldn't be the same concern the end. If you only have one curtain and you have it in the right spot, assume at the 20 yard line, then is that the same concern as having two curtains but one within the Kodesh Kodeshim? Because you can make the same mistake.
What?
If I take the
black
curtain, like there's some space there so you can get through.
No, but
both have the space.
It's definitely in the Kodesh, right? Though the curtain is in the Kodesh. So there's no risk of the Kohen Gadol accidentally drifting into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and not realizing it, because it's like a siag, right? The parochas is making a siag.
But if you have two curtains, you have one inside, one out, like one at 20, one at the 19, then you can say the same exact thing. Yeah, he's not going to make the mistake of going past the 20. They were saying, no, you go
but,
just have
but
one
why,
at the
But why do I need one at the 19?
No, I'm saying it's the same concern at the end of the idea. If you're saying that, you're saying then there's no purpose to having one at the 19.
That's exactly the question.
Oh, the other question was,
I understand the outer. I understand why we have to play it safe. I understand the purpose of the outer curtain.
Mm-hmm.
We don't understand the purpose of the inner curtain.
Oh, okay. I thought it was okay.
Yeah.
This question was just placement in general.
No. Is that right? We have two curtains. We only understand the purpose of one of them. One of them saves the Kohen Gadol from accidental trespassing. The other one, very unclear. What does it do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's the answer?
Yishlamo ki pani mechanis. Sham, he like went in there kedei lahatir ketaret al bein habadim shebolatin the parochet kimishne didai isha. Because sometimes he's going to go into there in order to prepare to be makir the ketaret. Al bein habadim on the two shebolatin parochet on the.
This is a classic, you know, French. Al bin habadim means bin habadim, right?
Yeah.
He's going to burn the ketores between the poles.
Shibboleth mm-hmm. parocha that are like extended from the parocha.
Yeah, right, this is actually going to be really important for
yeah.
when we talk about Tosot, right? The poles of the aron pushed out, right? Push
yeah.
into the parocha.
Kimish de yisha, just like those, okay?
Exactly. Yeah.
As there are miim kein hayamakir b'chutz, and if so, he's an el bimakir outside.
So it's basically like the same kind of
concern
as the other way around.
Yeah. So what exactly is the concern in this?
The concern is that you're accidentally
be bechutz.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Your concern is that you're accidentally going to be in the place you're not supposed to be.
The one time a year, achas b'shana, that you have to be in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So what's he going to do? Right? He's going to go just inside the curtain. Plop down the ketores right there, and that's a problem because he's in the Kodesh, not in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Okay. So according to Tosfot, Yishanim, at the end of the day, why do we need two curtains? And why do we need two curtains?
Because you're concerned both sides around. One side you're afraid you'll be bechutz and you should be bifnim, and the other side you'll be bifnim and you should be bechutz.
Right, you know, just exactly. Technical concerns. If you had to bet, derais or derabanan? Our concerns here, right? This is gzeira derabanan, right? This is just a precaution lest you get into trouble, right? And the Mikdash David said it explicitly, and the Gevura Sari said it explicitly, right? It's clearly just a gzeira derabanan because of a location concern. Okay, cool. So that is what Tosas has to say. That is what Tosas Yishanim has to say. Good. What about Tosfos? So Tosfos ask a different question, but from the question and the answer and the discussion that they have, it seems clear that they have a different perspective of why you need two parochos. Great. So this is the Tosfos, the Maskil, the Avud. It's a little bit longer. We won't see what's the whole thing. But let's look at their question and their answers. You want to take it? Tema?
Sure,
you're mad at that. Okay, cool. Yeah. Okay, so what's the question right there? Yeah, make one thick curtain, right? So those Yishan are asking, the Gemara's talk about the thickness of the curtains, right, in their other discussions. You apparently make, I don't know if they'd weave it in back and forth, but they're discussions about thick curtains. So why not just make one curtain and make it not thick, right? So that would solve, wouldn't that solve your problems?
Sure.
Instead of the Amma wall, we can have an Amma curtain, right? Why not do that? Okay. So what's that? What does that mean? That's the key answer right there.
It's going to be like a mixed curtain? Because like partially will be just Kodesh and partially will be Kodesh Kodeshim.
So let's read it carefully. What exactly has to be what? What part of the curtain has to be what?
Like the outside of the curtain was going to have to be Kodesh, but inside of the curtain has to be Kodesh Kodeshim. But
so what do you do about the curtain? Like, you know, what's the status of the curtain?
Right. So the surface... So let's go back to Shlomo HaMelech's wall, right?
Yeah, why is that any better?
No, yeah. So exactly. Well, the difference is that he knew exactly... They knew where to put it. Right?
Yeah.
So the halacha is that the outer face of the paroches has to be Kodesh, and then once you scratch past the surface, everything else has to be in the Kodesh Shakadashi. Mm-hmm. Right? So making an Amma thick curtain wouldn't help us because we're not sure where to put it, and it has to be put in a specific location. So how does it help the cause that we have two curtains? What's the idea of having two curtains?
Two completely different statuses.
So yeah, exactly.
Right. One of these two will work, right? If the parochet is supposed to be on the outside, so then, right, perfect. So our single curtain, right, the outer face of it is on the Kodesh and the rest of it is in the Kodesh HaKodashim. And if Shlomo's wall was part of the Kodesh HaKodashim, right, so then it's the inner curtain which will be doing that, right? So one of our two curtains will be achieving the status of the outer face is Kodesh and the inside is Kodesh HaKodashim. And that's coming from this pasuk, right? V'vdila parochas lachem, bein ha-kodesh u'bein kodesh ha-kadashim. The parochet divides between the kodesh and the kadashim. So you are assuming that means, right, that it has to straddle those two zones, specifically in a way where the face is on the kodesh, and beyond that it's in the kodesh ha-kadash. Okay. So... the question was is it 19:1 and 40, or is it 20:1 and 39? Right? So is the wall in the 19-20 zone, or was the wall in the 20-21 zone? That's our question. Do the wall, right?
And you don't want to make it two.
Yeah, well then we're I think their question is why not just have we could have the same structure as in the Beis HaMikdash, just it'll be made out of curtain instead out of wall.
Correct.
Well,
we can't because we don't know where the structure would be.
Exactly. So if it was a 2-amma thick curtain, I mean, it happens to be Tosis's answer would answer that question as well, right? Yeah. Okay. Fine. So, how are Tosos and Tosos Yeshanim arguing about the location issue of the parochah.
So it seems like according to Tosos, it's that their rights are concerned, right?
Absolutely.
It just has to be certain, but yeah, Tosos Yeshanim seems to be here about it.
Right. What does it seem like the purpose of parochas is according to Tosos? What is the purpose of parochas?
It's a boundary.
Boundary, right? And according to Tosos?
There's a din of parochas.
Absolutely, right? This is part of the structure, is you have to have this transitioning... what?
Less functional.
Yeah, exactly. Less functional and more part of the structure, right? That is there to transition, literally, right? The face of it is on the Kodesh, and it's supposed to transition to the Kodesh HaKodashim. Therefore, it has to be in a specific location, and... since we're not sure where the location is, that's why we have to have two separate curtains, right? Because one of these two will certainly be in the right place.
The Tosos Yeshanim will also have to have some device idea of parochas. Like, I assume they just hold, like, the placement
of
it.
Torah said you have to have a parochas.
Yeah. But like, the placement of it is not a deraisa concern. The placement of it is more of a derbana concern.
Right, which we're going to argue reflects on the underlying need for parochas in the first place, right? Midoraisa, you have to have a parochas to, you know, make sure that everything happens in its proper location. Right, things that have to happen in the Kodesh, are we going to be in the Kodesh? Things that have to be in the Kodesh HaKadashim, will be in the Kodesh HaKadashim. That's what the parochas is for, right? Mm-hmm. Specific, you know, where exactly we're putting it, that's getting into Gzeir Darabana territory, right? As opposed to the Tosos, who seem to have a much more fundamental view of what the parochas is doing, and therefore think Mido Reis, it has to be in a certain spot. Okay, so there's... So there's a question. I haven't seen anyone ask this question, but it's a question which I think there's no way to get around it. Like, it has to be a question on the Tosos. Tosos argued, right, that the parochah has to be in a hyper-specific location, right? So they end up saying that in the Beis HaMikdash that wasn't actually the case, and when you're dealing with Amatraxin, it doesn't have to be in the proper location, and that's okay because the Gemara Baba Basra tells me that there's a Hilchas HaGemirila, that walls and curtains are two different models and they have two different sets of halachos. But let's not get into that part right now. We don't have enough time. So let's think back to the first time that curtain was used, which is in the Mishkan. So in the Mishkan we have no doubts, right? So I'm going to draw a picture of the Mishkan and tell me if this is accurate. The Mishkan was just 10 and 20. So we have our own Kodesh, right? And we got our poles, and we have our parochas, and it's exactly perfectly demarcating between Kodesh and Kodesh HaKadosh, right? Any problems with my drawing?
It's still looks pretty good. It's a little rounded at the edges.
Okay, so my sister is the artist and her family got me.
Yeah.
There's line in Tosos Yeshanim, which should raise a problem for Tosos. Yeah. That'd be red. Yep.
In reference to this one?
Yeah, what's the problem? Exactly. Parochas is in a smooth, plane. Yeah. Poles gut out. So the curtain is going like that. So that's a problem.
You can't perfectly demarcate what's,
Yeah. Exactly. And we could raise an even worse question, which is, where does where does Aaron put down the Ketores? All right? Between the poles, right? So how does he get between the poles?
Snake around a little bit.
Yeah, so he's got three choices. I think we'll knock out two of them, right? So one choice suggested was duck.
Ducks, yeah.
So Aaron is 9 tefachim tall, right, with a 1 tefach kaporas, right? So he's not ducking while holding the fire and the Torah. He's not ducking to clear a 9 tefach limbo line, right? I guess we can agree on that. Okay, so are the two options he has if he can't duck? Over. Is he going to, what do you think about that? Chas v'shalom. There's no way he's stepping over the Baalei Haron Kodesh. In theory. No way.
Can't let a little tiptoe?
No. Lightning. Zap. Cannot step over the poles.
Really?
Yeah, he can't
step over
the poles. So if he can't go under the poles, he can't go over the poles, so what's he going to have to do?
There's a split difference.
Picks up. Yeah, he's going to have to push the curtain, right? Tosefta actually says that explicitly that's what he would do, right? So he'll enter from the side, and then he pushes the curtain back, right, so that he can clear the pole, and then he walks between the poles. And then that's what he does every single time. That's what he does for the Ketores, that's what he's going to do when he brings the blood of the Karbanos, right? So he's going to be holding the blood of the Karbanos, and he will push back and then go into the between the poles, and then he's going to go back out and do it again. So if he has to push out past the curtain, so what's he... He's going to... Exactly, right? He's gonna traverse into the Kodesh. So he's gonna go into the Kodesh HaKodashim, and then he's gonna go into the Kodesh.
What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with that? Great question. So when you have the Gemara says, the Gemara in Zachim says, for blood, right? When the blood that goes in the Kodesh HaKodashim, so once it leaves the Kodesh HaKodashim, if it comes back, it's possible.
Oh, there you go, that's the problem.
So, the Kohen Gadol is going to be holding the blood, right? And then he'll sprinkle it. Let's take that most extreme case. He's going to sprinkle the blood in front of the Aron Kodesh, and then he's going to walk backwards, and he's going to push out behind the poles, and he'll be standing in the Kodesh, and then he'll clear the pole, and then he'll walk back into the Kodesh HaKodashim and walk along the surface of the curtain and then walk outside. So he just went Kodesh HaKodashim to Kodesh HaKodashim and bang, the blood is possible. So
the answer seems to be like the opinion of what we said about how it's the purpose is demarcating between the two, and it isn't just part of the structure. So as long as he's staying on the right side of the
Parokas,
he's good.
Yeah, so we're going to... In order for Tosas to make sense, we're going to have to say that, right, there's a halacha that the Parokas needs to separate between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKodesh, right? Location-wise, that's where it needs to be. But once it's in its proper location, the Parokas determines what's Kodesh and what's Kodesh HaKodesh, right? If you are, provided it's in its proper spot, if you are on the inside of the parochet, you're in the Kodesh HaKodashim, and if you're on the outside of the parochet, so you're in the Kodesh, right? The parochet has the ability to claim for itself Kodesh HaKodashim space, provided it's in the right location. That is what Tosos must say. I haven't found anyone who says it. I look, because like it should be an obvious question. I mean, the poles question.
Yeah.
You know, the blood question is a little, you have to like imagine you're walking. But the poles question is obvious, right? They're explicitly saying that the parochas has to be on the fence between the surface is Kodesh and then the inside is Kodesh HaKodashim. Like, hello, the curtains look like that, not like that. So that is, I just think a cool thing that Tosos are going to have to say is that the parochas determines what's Kodesh and what's Kodesh HaKodashim, right? Not
so
only that it demarcates.
So like, they can't say that. Like, once it's in the place, then only the demarcates are going to Tosos?
Like, once you put it in the plate...
Yeah, in other words, you need to put it between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim.
Right. Right. And then, only once that's done...
Right. Now, done. Well, you'll say, now it has a Shem Parochas.
Right.
Right, and now it can... So I can't...
Once
I can't.
Installed.
Right, I can't string the Parochas over here.
Right.
I have to put the Parochas in the Makom HaParochas.
Right.
But the laws of Parochas are that they acquire... It's like a catch 22. Parochas makes Kodesh HaKadoshim. But what makes Parochas, right?
Yeah.
So being in the right spot makes Parochas, and then Parochas
right.
acquires Kodesh HaKadosh, right? That's essentially what Tosas are going to have to say.
What does the thick curtain be in the correct spot?
Perhaps, but the original Mishkan Parochas, I don't think anybody thinks was thick.
Right.
Right, so, and Tosas are talking about Parsha Struma, right? About, you know, well, it's a pasuk again. We should know it because it's an important one.
I'm saying if we can say that, if you put something in the right place, and then it can move, then for our new curtain, it could be a thick curtain. There is some face of the curtain within the thickness that's in the right place.
Yeah, but how do we know that the face of the curtain is along the line of the Kodesh? I'm not sure I understand.
Until you get to the right line, wherever that is, it's just a curtain that's there. Once you get to the right line, call that middle thing.
Oh, yeah, that's fancy footwork. In other words, so we'll say that the face of the Parochas is one amma into the curtain? Yeah, but that's... And what's the space between the so-called face of the curtain and the actual face of the curtain? What is that?
It's the same as the space between the two curtains.
But the way that Tosos have it, one of these curtains will be a valid curtain. Right? So they're assuming, I need the outside face to be on the Kodesh, and then the rest of it is Kodesh HaKadoshim. So...
A valid curtain exists within the thick curtain.
I guess. That just seems
weird. The whole thick curtain is weird, right?
Yeah, but I'm saying if the face of the... This isn't the face of the curtain. It's the middle of the curtain. It's the inside of the curtain.
Kind of. Sure.
No, it's an... If the curtain is one amma thick... That's just what their answer is, right? Their answer is that the outer face has to be in the Kodesh and the rest is Kodesh HaKadoshim. So, you're saying, why can't I imagine that the outer face is smack in the middle? No, because it's not. Okay. Fine. So that's Tosos and that's Tosos Yishanim. And Tosos seem to have a more fundamental perspective as to what the Parochas is doing. Cool. Then there's also the Ritva. Right? The Ritva has like the third pshat in our Gemara. Let's get that over here. It sounds like reminiscent of Tosos Yishanim, but it's actually different. I should have brought mine. Let's see. Okay, so it says the Ritva, I'll read this one. If you have the source codes, it is on the second page. It says the Ritva, Misafka luhu l'rabbanan kidushase k'lefnim o k'lechutz, right? So the Rabbanan, so the Gemara told us that they weren't sure if the Parochas is supposed to be on the inside or on the inside. Perish, v'kevan shakein, im hayu nosnin es Parochas klape pnim, v'ne nosnin am revach l'heichal. Right, so if they put it too far inside, so Dilma Kalifnim Hu Nichnas Lefnai Lefnim Bashash Nichnas Lehechal Vekavr Mishem Ayav Bechol Yisrael Kodesh. Right, so the first concern, that is the exact same one the Tosos Yishanim raised. Right, which makes sense because the ritzvah often parallels to us as Yeshanim. If we have the curtain too far on the inside, we can get burned because the Kohen, regular Kohen, will trespass. But what about the second concern? V'im nos din ha-paroches klape chutz. If we just have one paroches on the outside and it turns out it's too far outside, umineichen ama shal revach klape pnim, right? Maybe we'll have one extra ama of space before the Kodesh HaKadashim starts, right? Like a foyer into the Kodesh HaKadashim. So dilma heichalhu. Maybe that one ama of space is actually heichal. Uchsheba lehazas bein habadim, when he goes to sprinkle the blood on the curtains, right? Haboltim ala parochas, and he's supposed to sprinkle the blood on the curtains which protrude, right? Which have the poles of the aron protruding behind them. Kindad isha kidakaman kasavor lehazas lefnai v'lefnim v'harei humazah beheichal. Never mind. That one is just saying you're gonna do your. Never mind about that. Forget it. Sorry. That was you're doing your sprinkling inside the Kodesh HaKadashim. Sorry. It's the second line. V'chein b'hazaz she'ose kenege paroches. Right. The sprinklings you do against the paroches. V'par kohen v'par mdaber osa osan behechal v'haylo lasosan v'pnim. That was the new concern he had on to raise. Right. The hazaz that you do. On the curtain, you are going to do them inside the Heichal, and they have to be done inside the Kodesh HaKadashim. So, what's he talking about here? What are the Hazaos that go on the Paroches? Do you know what he's talking about? So, when you have the Par Helm Darvash Al Tzibur, let's say, right? The whole Sanhedrin makes a mistake, and they have to bring a national Chatas. Right, so the blood of that chatas is not sprinkled on the mizbeach, like all other karbanos. It is sprinkled on the parochas, right? Likewise, which karbanos near and dear to us have blood that's going to get sprinkled on the parochas?
Which one?
Which karbanos that we're going to deal with have blood that gets sprinkled on the parochas?
Let's see.
Instead of on the mizbeach. Part of the Kohen, right? In other words, if the Kohen Gadol makes a certain mistake, okay. But more local? So the Par Kohen Gadol and the Sar Lashem, right? Both Karbanos, which are offered inside the Kodesh HaKadashim. So there are three levels of sprinkling. First you sprinkle inside the Kodesh HaKadashim, and then you sprinkle onto the curtain, or near the curtain, we'll see. And then you sprinkle on the Mizbach HaKtores. So the Ritva is saying here that when you sprinkle the blood on the curtain, right? So what's the concern? If we, right, remember we were, Tosi Shanim asked, just have the black line, right? Just have the outer curtain. Don't bother with your inner curtain. And then what was the answer that Tosi Shanim gave? Why we need to have the inner curtain? Because what's the risk? That we run?
In your curtain, was in case it was up for being locked here?
Yeah, exactly. Right? That what are you going to do?
Being locked here with the
Yeah, right. One time a year. One time a year, you're supposed to be in the Kodesh HaKadashim, right? And instead of being here, right, the guy's going to be here. And that's no good. Okay. So the Ritva is saying something else. The Ritva is saying when you sprinkle the blood, you have to sprinkle the blood on the parochas. And apparently, he's of the opinion that blood must be sprinkled into the area of the Kodesh HaKadashim. Right? So Ripa thinks that the parochas better be on the line of the Kodesh HaKadashim, because otherwise, when you're doing your blood sprinkling, right, that blood is supposed to be sprinkled in the Kodesh HaKadashim, and instead it's being sprinkled into the Heichal. Okay. Does that make sense? We sure?
No.
So just go back to the drawing board. What's the Ritva's solution, and how's it going to look in practice? Why do we have this inner curtain? So that when you sprinkle the blood, you'll sprinkle the blood
in the right place.
But Well, so for the parhom derech al tzibur, for example, right? Okay. Where is the kohen standing when he throws the blood?
Inside.
Where?
Inside.
What do you mean inside?
Inside the kosher kodesh, like inside the curtain.
For the parhom derech al tzibur?
Oh no,
it's a Tuesday in February.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, right. You know, he only goes in the kodesh kodesh on Yom Kippur. So, all the blood which is sprinkled on the parochas, the kohen is always standing in the kodesh when he sprinkles the blood on the curtain. So if he's standing over here, so our inner curtain is there, so that he sprinkles the blood inside the kodesh kodesh. It's like an obvious problem. Right, there's a little red guy, you throw the blood, what's going to happen to it? That's going to hit the outer curtain, right?
What is that problem? Well, it's not a problem.
Because the whole point of the inner curtain, according to the Ritva, is when you throw the blood, it has to be in the Kodesh HaKadashim. Right? So we can't just have an outer curtain, because then your blood might not be reaching the Kodesh HaKadashim. So that's why we have the inner curtain. Okay, but the inner curtain.
Oh.
But we have this outer curtain.
What did you say there?
What?
So
the inner curtain is there to make sure that when he sprinkles the blood on the parochas, it goes into the Kodesh HaKadashim, which the Ritva is assuming that the blood needs to go into the Kodesh HaKadashim.
Right.
But it's not going to... The inner curtain is not going to help you do that if there's an outer curtain, because the blood's going to go onto the outer curtain. Right? So... So if the outer curtain is in the correct location, then you're good, but that's a 50-50 proposition. That's why we have the inner curtain in the first place, right? Because in case the outer curtain, in case this zone is not Kodesh HaKadashim, that's why we have this guy. The blood is going to go into that guy. So that's like a big problem. Again, nobody talked about it. At least that I saw, and I looked. The only thing you can say for the Ritva is that they pull back the outer curtain before they sprinkle the blood.
Is that possible to say?
It's not impossible to say. I mean, it's on a... I mean...
It sounds bizarre.
Can you just increase your chances of stepping in the house place?
I guess. Well, you'll make sure to be on the outside. Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, like the Ramban in the sixth parasha talks about how they would take down the Aron. So it says, how they take down the Parochas. So he's like, the operation would be Aron and his sons would be on the outside of the curtain, and then Moshe Rabbeinu would stand on the inside of the curtain, and then Aron and his sons would take it down, and then right away Moshe would take it and throw it over the Aron Kodesh. So they'll stand over here, and I guess they'll have to roll it back, and you'll run the risk of trespassing, but no one's going to trespass on Yom Kippur, because the Kohen Gadol is the only guy who's in there. That's what you have to say. What's interesting is that the Ritva thinks, right, he's very similar to Tosi Shanim, that he thinks that the Parochas is there to serve a technical purpose, right? To make sure that there's no accidental trespass, to make sure everything is done in the right location. But he also thinks that the blood which is sprinkled on the parochas, that must be, you know, kind of destined towards the Kodesh HaKadashim. Which is something to keep in mind for what we do next time. So the basic machlokes we have, right, between Tosas and Tosi Yeshanim is the two parochot are there for Durabana and technical reasons, or because we have this real Daraisa need to have a parochet, which is traversing between the zone of the Kodesh and the zone of the Kodesh HaKadashim. So the third major possibility does not appear in the Bavli, although it does appear in the Hemek Davar, right? Which is, why do we need to have these two curtains? Did any of you guys have a chance to see any of the stuff in that set of sources, the Tosefta or the Tosas Red, the Tosefta Kapshuta?
No.
No. Okay. So let's. No, we're not gonna. No, we're gonna get through all. That's okay. We'll move some of this next week. Let's look at some of this inside, because just the questions are The questions are cool, and I don't want to ruin the answer because it's a cool one. So we'll set the table, and then we'll do the rest after you guys come back from the break. So if you go over to the Tosefta, Beis Yud Gimel, which is page 3 in the source quotes. Yeah, right after the Gurus Ari and Nundalad and before the Tosas read.
Right after the one.
Oh, it's fourth page.
Maybe for you it's not.
Fourth page.
Oh, okay. Bizarre.
Heavens. I didn't see it.
Alright. So wanna read it?
Sure.
Man, awesome.
Okay. Sona Rupa.
Yeah, so right, we have two curtains, right, and one of them is going to be hooked from the southern end, and one of them is going to be hooked from the northern end, right?
So he walks.
This is the south, and this is the north, right? So he walks down to here, and then once he gets, what do they say? He walks between them, and then he goes, what do they say?
Okay, right,
so now he's going up to here.
Right.
Okay. So now, once he clears the inside parochas, he will rotate again. He's going to go down south, okay? He goes down south until... So that means, right? So he's turning left. And what does it mean im haparochas?
Along.
Right? He's walking along the inner inside face of the parochas. Okay. Until he reaches the Aron Kodesh. Okay. Yeah, that's right, as we talked about before, right? He has to push out of his way. So he can... Oh, yeah, that's...
It seems like a night.
Exactly, we'll talk about that in a second. Okay, right.
Does the Torah's business of all those episodes.
Mm-hmm. And then he leaves. Okay, good. We could, we could stop there.
Yeah.
So, exactly, Matt, what were you asking before? Which structure are we talking about?
Yeah, I assume it's talking about the Mishkan, because that was the only time where we're dealing, it seems like we're kind of at the bottom.
Yeah, 100%. Right, there's no, the Gemara is about to talk very soon. The Gemara is going to talk about the fact there's no Aron Kodesh and by a Sheni, and what happened to the Aron Kodesh. So the Tosefta clearly seems to be talking about the Mishkan. Okay. Why is that a problem, or why is that interesting? Yeah, there are two curtains, right? There are two curtains. So we're talking about the Mishkan, apparently, but we're talking about two curtains. So Tosas Red quotes this Tosefta, and he says, I have no idea what on earth is going on. Right, what on earth is going on in this Tosefta? Right, v'kashali d'sanya b'Tosefta chitzon aprufa min adarim apnimis min atzafon etc. Quotes the whole thing. Right, and then just the very last line. V'im b'bayasheni. If we're talking about the second base of Mikdash, shelo hayasham badim matzarach lilchav haparochas. Right, if there are, it seems like we're mixing bayasheni and Mishkan. So Tosefta has no idea what on earth is going on in the Tosefta. Okay, so Tosefta Kapshuta, right? Professor Ashal Lieberman is going to have an answer. He's going to show that this could be the Pshat in the Yerushalmi and definitely Pshat in the Tosefta. And then we'll see the Hemek Davar, who kind of comes on to a similar idea independently, right? But what are we going to have to say for the Tosefta, basically? There are two curtains in the Mishkan.
Yeah.
So why are those? Why are there two curtains according to the Tosafta?
Why?
Hmm. Yeah.
Formats.
Or why not? Why? What is not the reason why there are two curtains?
Because you're not sure about the space.
Exactly. Right. The two curtains according to Tosafta are not there because of a safek. So they're going to be there because.
They have to be there.
They have to be there. Apparently, the din of parochas is going to be to have two curtains.
That has to work with bias rishon.
So bias rishon, you have a wall, right? And
so
the
two curtains are a wall.
Exactly, which actually kind of is very nice because dimension wise, right? Bias rishon, you have a whole amma, right? You have an amma of wall, right? And in the Mishkan, we're going to say that you have curtains covering space, right? So I either have space, which is, you know, right, denominated by curtains, or I have space, which is denominated by wall. So according to this, the purpose of the parochas is not to just divide between, you know, make sure everything's happening in its right space. And it's not there necessarily to be half in the Kodesh, right, and half in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. What is it performing? What is it being? What's it doing?
Saying what's Kodesh, what's Kodesh.
Yeah, and a third category.
And yeah, what's in between?
In between, right?
Well,
there's
that's
a.
What I suggested already.
Exactly. Oh, I know, but I didn't. It was the beginning. We couldn't ruin it at the beginning. So, and that's not what the Bavli thinks, right? But the 7th Yerushalmi is going to argue, seem to think, right, that the Parochet actually is a neutral zone, right? And so I either have wall or I have two curtains. Now, why would we want to have a neutral zone? Tommy, what's this, I guess, but like, why would I have a neutral zone?
Because you're not sure.
Chas v'shalom, the Mishkan. Gachal shir tiv Hashem as Moshe. Hear that every 2 minutes tomorrow, or in Shabbos.
No.
Apparently, we have the Kodesh, we have the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and we have the space, which is, right, Bein HaKodesh, Bein Kodesh HaKadoshim, which is, that's the Pasuk. Right, the Pasuk talks about being Bein HaKodesh, Bein Kodesh HaKadoshim.
Is it neutral, or is that...
So, well, what do you mean by neutral? I mean, I'm using the phrase of a neutral zone, but...
It's
like neither. Yeah, nishtahin, right? Or it's between, right? I can't, so I would understand it as you can't go from a place where people can go to a place where people can't. Right? I can't go from Kodesh or the Kohanim running around and there's a voter routinely, like all of a sudden, bang, I'm in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, right? There's a buffer zone. There's a buffer between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and that is what the Parochas is there to do, right? So it's like a physical barrier, but it's also literally a space buffer.
The buffer status has to be more holy than the Kodesh?
Presumably, right?
Yeah, but it's almost the same problem, right? Like if it's halfway between the Kedusha, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, how can you go between something that's still a little bit more, but still not all the way to the Kodesh
HaKadoshim.
I guess it's kind of the same thing.
I guess so. I hear you. But, I mean, a buffer, I mean, that's exactly what the Bavli would respond, right? Because the Bavli doesn't recognize any of this. But, I think it's reasonable that there's a transition zone, a buffer zone, a place where nobody goes, but that they, in theory, it's not yet the Kodesh HaKadoshim, right?
I feel like you could just at least say the other way. Like, the whole point of it is to go from somewhere where other people go somewhere.
Right, and that's exactly what Tosas are going to tell us, right? Because they'll say, look, this curtain is, right, it's half the, you know, I half in the Kodesh, and then bang, right, all of a sudden Kodesh HaKadoshim. So, yeah, I totally agree with you 100%. That both are viable possibilities. Okay, The Hamak Davar, it's cool, it's a good eye to look at, but the Hamak Davar basically argues, he's trying to figure out why the Pasuk says, V'hivdila ha-parochas lachem bein ha-kodesh u-bein kodesh ha-kadashim, which is a very wordy way of saying it, right? And, like, if you translate it literally, it means that the parochas will be between the kodesh and between the kodesh ha-kadashim. So, if you just wanted to say it should separate, then you should have said, V'hivdila ha-parochas Bein HaKodesh Le Kodesh HaKadoshim. Right? The way it's written as it's separate between the Kodesh and between the Kodesh HaKadoshim, makes it sound like it's between the two. So he asks that. And then he actually also asks an interesting question from the end of our parsha, which he comes back to at the end of our parsha, which is when. So what happens at the very end of Sefer of Parshas Pekudei? Sorry, what happens right after Moshe builds the Mishkan? You know?
Yeah,
might be right to Parshas. I just know because I leaned it, but. It was good, but as soon as it's Vayichal Moshe Es Hamalacha, right? As soon as it's done, so right, the cloud appears, right? Vayichas Anan Es Al Moed, right? And the Torah tells us that Lo Yachol Moshe Levo Lo Al Moed, Ki Shachan Alav Hanan Uchvod Hashem Malei Es Hamishkan. Right? Moshe can't enter the Mishkan because the Anan Hashem is there. Okay. So Moshe can't go to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Moshe can't go to the Mishkan because the Anan Hashem is there. Could I ask a question? What does Moshe do every day of the year that Aaron can do once a year? Kodesh HaKadoshim, right? So what do you mean? What on earth is the Torah telling us when it says that Moshe couldn't go to the Mishkan because the Shekhinah was there, right? That's Moshe's, like, welcome to Moshe's 9-to-5 job, right? And Hashem would speak to Moshe from Bein HaKerubim, right? And he'd be in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he'd be getting all the Masorah, right? So how on earth do we understand the end of Pekudei? So the pasuk is weird, right? And what's going on with Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Is he allowed to be there, or is he not allowed to be there? So the Netziv, differently from us, with the same basic idea, the Netziv suggests that his idea of the middle zone, he understands that there's one curtain. The Netziv's idea of the middle zone is right here, right in the area where the Badim were pushing out. So he thinks that Moshe was able to enter the Peruches, but that he had to stand in the area where the Peruches is being pushed out, and that was his neutral zone. That's his Hivdilacham Bein Kodesh HaKadashim. That's the area which is inside the Peruches, so it's not Kodesh, but it's still out here, it's not there, so it's not a Kodesh HaKadashim. That's where Moshe Rabbeinu would stand, but actually the Moshe Rabbeinu was not able to regularly enter the Kodesh HaKadashim proper. That's an Itziv's argument, right? And that concept of neutral zone is how he explains the pasuk. So I just think it's very cool. Right, that Pash Lieberman basically argues that the Yerushalmi of the Sefta is saying the same basic thing, except not that the neutral zone is the protruding poles area, but it's that the Peruches itself, right? It just works so nice at the Pesukim. Yilacham Peruches Bein Kodesh HaKadashim. The Peruches itself is there as a neutral zone, the buffer between Kodesh and Kodesh HaKadashim. Okay, so the bottom line is we have three perspectives as the Peruches, and why we have two, Tosas Yishanim with the Gezerah approach, right? Tosa saying that no, there's this need to have the Peruches in that specific location, which that location also indicating to us that the Peruches is supposed to transition, right? The surface of it is on the Kodesh, and then it itself transitions to Kodesh HaKadashim. And the Sefta and the Yerushalmi, which think that the Peruches is there as a separate Azor, right, a separate zone transitioning from Kodesh to Kodesh Shakadashim. Okay, good. So,
are you doing the Sugya after break?
Yeah, we'll do the Sugya after break. Yeah. We basically exhausted the Mar Makomos. There are cool ones on a possible two dinim in the Peruches, but I'll send new Makoros out over Shabbos. And then